The Tale of Buster Bumblebee by Arthur Scott Bailey. Chapter 1. The Big Family. When Mrs. Field Mouse moved from her home in Farmer's Green Meadow to the more fashionable neighborhood near the gristmill, she had no idea that anyone would care to live in the little old house that she had left. Mrs. Field Mouse couldn't say a word. She was so astonished. Then she managed to gasp.
"What's their name?"
"I declare, I can't just remember," said Aunt Polly Woodchuck. "But it's a name that rhymes with apple tree. Though, that's not quite it."
Fox and Socks by Dr. Seuss. Fox, Socks, Box, Knox. Knox in Box, Fox in Socks. Knox on Fox and Socks in Box. Fox in Socks on Box on Knox. Chicks with bricks come, chicks with blocks come. Chicks with bricks and blocks and clocks come.
"Look, sir, look, sir, Mr. Knox, sir.
Let's do tricks with bricks and blocks, sir. Let's do tricks with chicks and clocks, sir. First, I'll make a quick trick brick stack." Red Riding Hood called her mother. "Take this cake and butter to Grandmother's cottage. A visit from you will cheer her up." So Red Riding Hood picked up the basket, waved goodbye to her mother, and went off down the path. She hadn't gone very far when she met a wolf. He trotted up, pretending to be friendly.
"Good morning, Red Riding Hood. What have you got in your basket today?"
"I have some fresh butter and a cake," replied the little girl. "They are from my grandmother, who lives in the middle of the forest. She is ill and needs cheering up.